Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and today is my co-host, Rob.
Hi, everybody.
Going, bud.
Well, like I told you earlier, I fell on the ice at work, so my back's a little sore. But other than that, not too bad.
Yeah, that sucks. I've had that happen.
Yeah, you hit your head though. Yep, I remember that.
That was fun.
Yeah. Except the opposite.
Yeah, complete opposite. Yes, here we are. We're this fine Sunday in Indiana.
Yeah.
Weather's finally turning.
Well, for Indiana anyway, so that means that for at least a couple days, it'll be like 40 degrees, and then we'll go back down to like, you know, 13 degrees, and then next, you know, the week after that, it'll be up to like 50, and then it'll go back down to 20. And
I saw a meme on Facebook, no, Twitter, maybe Instagram, I don't know, one of those social media programs, where it was winter and spring fighting over the Midwest.
Yeah. Well, that's like the one where it's got the dude sitting in his lawn chair, and he's got like he's got shorts on the lower half of his body, and it's sitting out in like this beautiful, like sunny, with grass is green and everything. And then the other half of him, he's got in a winter jacket, and it's in the shade of his house, and it's still got like foot of snow or inches of snow.
Yeah, it was the shade of the fence.
Maybe it was the fence.
Either way, that's Indiana in a nutshell.
Yep.
Be glad you guys are here. Are here. Who knows? It's
I like
the Midwest.
It. I'm not going to lie. I kind of like it.
We're used to it.
It's better than being hot.
30 plus years of this, we're used to it.
Yeah.
So today we are starting Batman.
Yeah.
Finally.
This is the first Batman I've ever read.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll ask for your opinion later. Hopefully it was good. We're hitting on Batman Year One. This is the first tale, full tale, I guess you could say, right after Crisis. I mean, I know there was not technically the full first tale, but there was a Magpie, two-issue Magpie story that didn't want to touch on. just trying to keep everything canonically, this is the first one. I think the next Batman one, it's not canonical, but it did come out in like 86, I think, is the Batman Dark Knight Returns.
Oh, okay.
Which we will probably hit next. That one's
not
awesome.
To be confused with the movie that came out in 2000.
No, that was Dark Knight. And then Dark Knight Rises.
Rises. Oh, my bad. Yeah. See, that's how much attention I paid to him.
Yeah. But you liked them.
They weren't too bad, yeah. I like the comedic source material that came after them. Like all of the college humor Batman.
Okay, yeah, those are great. That stuff was great. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. All I'm thinking about is him explaining to Gordon that everybody that he quote unquote hit with a batarang, they went to sleep.
Yeah. See, I always think of the one where he's talking to Bane and Talia.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I like to recite my alphabet. A is for Alfred. B is for Bat. Yes, we get it. The button is the clitoris, and you're licking it. Anyways.
I'm going to go watch this. Hey,
and I would recommend it to everybody that's listening, too, because they're fucking hilarious. College humor.
They are great. I can't remember. Pete Holmes, I think, plays Batman.
I have no idea.
He's he's funny. So we're doing Batman Year One today. Go ahead and get into my spiel. It was published by DC Comics in 1987. The writer is Frank Miller. Illustrator is David Mazzucchelli. Yeah, Mazzucchelli.
Mazzucchelli.
Mazzucchelli. Colors by Richmond Lewis and lettering by Todd Klein. And if you are unaware, Batman Year One takes place in Batman 404 through 407. So let's go ahead and get into it.
All right. So, like, we open up with we're following God, it's so weird not saying Commissioner Gordon.
Lieutenant Gordon.
Lieutenant Gordon.
Yeah.
And it's also weird how young he is in this.
Right?
Because I always thought he was a deal older than Batman. Because...
It depends on the interpretation. Because there's definitely some Batman comics where he is well in his, like, 50s, where Batman is in his, like, late 20s, early 30s. But then you get, like, to this, where he's probably in his 30s, and Batman's in his late 20s. Yeah. Yeah, so it's...
But anyways, so yeah, he's coming in on a train into Gotham,
mm-hmm.
and he is basically like, man, this place is a shithole. I can't believe I'm bringing my pregnant wife here.
While he's coming in on the train, we've got Bruce Wayne coming home...
On
the airplane.
Because he's rich.
From being abroad for at least 12 years, I think is what they said.
Something like that.
Yeah, he's been gone. This is well after his parents have been killed.
And the whole time, like, we're following Bruce, he's talking about how he should have come in on the train so he could be closer to the enemy and mm-hmm. this and that and the other. And, like, you could definitely tell Bruce has got some mental issues going on right here.
No. Man dressed up as a bat got mental issues.
Wait, Bruce Wayne's Batman?
No!
Damn it! All right, well, spoiler alert, guys.
Yeah. So we see Gordon get picked up by Detective Flass. He's basically going to be his partner as the entire time Gordon's at GCPD. And Flask basically says, you know, cops have their own town. Basically, you can get away with anything because as long as you wear a badge,
we do what we want.
Basically, yeah. He takes him to Commissioner Loeb, and Loeb is
creepy.
He is an asshole,
and he's creepy.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yep.
Every time he talks.
Yep.
Yes, it is. Loeb makes comments about how they'll treat Gordon right
as long as he treats them right.
Yeah,
and.
I know Gordon is he got kicked out of Chicago for something he did on the force. Like he turned in another cop.
Yeah.
Or turned evidence against another cop.
Yeah.
It wasn't really specifically stated. Basically, one of his fellow cops did something wrong.
He turned on a dirty cop is basically the long short of it. But it never went all the way through, and that's why they transferred him, I believe.
I think it was one of those things where it fell through, yeah.
And then they were like, well,
I need to get out, because if I don't get out now, I'm going to die.
No, see, I thought they sent him away. Anyways, regardless,
he left Chicago, came to Gotham City.
He left the real world and came to the imaginary one.
Yeah. But speaking of dirty cops, we've got... The whole police force.
Well, yes.
He's on just a run on duty. What's that?
They're on parole.
Patrol. There we go.
Parole.
He's on parole. They're on patrol. Thank you. Words escaped me. With Flask, and Flask is just sitting there drinking as he's driving, and Gordon's just like, okay, I gotta do this for Barbara.
I'm just gonna put my seatbelt on here.
but they do stop, and Flask just goes up and beats around these like gangbangers because. He has power.
Yep.
Yeah. We do see a couple quick panels of Bruce coming home.
He said it was because he beat the crap out of the gangbangers because he said they had a weapon.
Oh, yeah.
And it ended up being a switchblade comb.
Yeah. Because 80s.
Yeah. Dude, those cool things are slick.
Back then, yeah.
What are you talking about? Now it's still freaking cool.
I don't really have hair, so...
They've got them at the Asian store in the mall.
Do they?
Yeah. And, like, I picked one up and I'm like... No, I can't do this. I put it back.
You don't want to return to your younger days?
Just woke up so maybe. What makes you think I won't brush your hair? Anyways, so we got Bruce at the family grave.
Yeah, he's just kind of mourning. In a couple days, we've got... And I do like how they are giving dates every single, like, all the time throughout the book.
February, like, this is in February. Well, they landed in what? January.
Beginning of the year.
A couple panels over here. On the 21st of February, Bruce found out that he's stronger than any mortal man when he kicked a tree in half.
Yeah, pretty impressive, really.
Yeah, that's one kick right there. And
well, it looks like a couple kicks. But regardless.
He kicked a tree in half.
He knocked over a tree.
And I don't know if that's the second tree that he did, because we got this stump over here. And if that was the second tree he did, that first tree that he kicked had a really clean cut.
No, you're not wrong. We go toward the end of the month of February, and we've got Flass basically not confessing, but talking to Loeb, saying that Gordon just doesn't fit in. He's not dirty. He's down to take.
Yeah, but don't worry. We're going to talk. The boys and I are going to talk to him.
Yeah. Loeb is basically saying, telling Flass, just wait until I'm out of town. I don't want to know.
Yeah. I don't. As long as I don't find out about it, I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
As long as it works out for us.
So on the same night, March 11th, we've got Bruce, who he's ready to go and test out his
abilities.
Yeah, that'd be the right word.
I learned how to fight good. I'm going to go punch people.
But because he is a recognizable person, he's given himself some distinguished attributes. He kind of powers himself up.
A scar.
Nice scar from his eye, straight down to his chin.
Actually, it goes underneath his chin. It goes all the way down to his neck.
Oh, there we go.
Man, that's and like I kind of wonder, how well it actually looked.
Oh, I'm sure it probably looked.
Because he put it on with powder in the car, and yeah.
Honestly, probably fairly decent. In all this training, he learned a lot. I know there's a couple stories that we will hit where it does talk about that a little bit.
Gotcha.
Some of the stuff that he goes through. So
I'm going to be a master of disguise. Yeah,
one of the few scenes I like from that movie.
Because there's only about three.
Anyway. Yeah, really, it is. You're not turtly enough for the turtle club. As this is going on across town, we've got Gordon, who, he's trying to get off. He got put on night shift. He says he's trying to get off because he wants to be home with his wife, Barbara. But as he's getting ready to leave, he gets jumped by about five guys?
Yeah.
Four or five guys. And
with baseball bats.
And that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it looks like five.
But
Gordon
figures out pretty quick.
Gordon was getting pounded by five guys before it was a burger joint. Wait a second.
Damn. He didn't get those fries. Sucks for him. He figures out pretty quick who it is. There was a guy that laughed, and he knew that laugh as his partner, Flass. So we leave that for right now. We head over back to Bruce. He is now walking down to the East End, where he says is basically the hub of... Well, I was going to say hive of scum and villainy, but it's not, the shit.
The
cantina.
I like how you had to look over and look at the Star Wars.
No, it was in my head. I just couldn't get the words out.
Anyways.
I've been having that problem a lot lately.
Get checked. Words are hard.
Words are hard. But so he's walking around. We've get this prostitute.
See, I'll be honest. Like this actually looks like it'd be a pretty interesting strip to go down.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got your video store for 25 cents a video. That's pretty good. You got your
1986
topless adults only, which we can't even do here in Indiana anymore.
Fair.
You've got your I'd be a little awkward about the XXX theater right there, but
that's okay. Sure.
But then you got your girls. Like this is basically just titty central over here.
Well, yeah, but here's what I don't understand: when stuff like this happens, why would you put two strip bars next to each other? Isn't that competing?
Maybe they share the girls.
I mean, it's possible.
And they rotate from side to side. Like the back room's the same room, and then they charge double admission for people to get into both of them. And then have the same girls.
That's actually not a bad idea,
right? I'm a schemy kind of bastard like that.
So as as Bruce is walking around, we get this girl. Like she's, I think, like 10, maybe 14. Come up to Bruce and be like, "Hey, see anything you like?" The pimp, I think Stan is his name, I believe, is basically saying, "You're not working it right. Do it better." Bruce is just like, "Well, maybe I did want to talk to her," because he knows this guy is shady as fuck. The guy thinks he's a vice, thinks he's a cop.
That crazy vet bit, that's old, man.
Yeah. But the girl, Holly, she's like, well, he hasn't really said what he wants yet. And then Stan, like, slaps her.
Grabs her by the hair.
Okay.
He's abusing her. Yeah.
All this time, we've got Selena.
Yeah.
Who we know as Selena Kyle. Well, they don't say her last name, but it's Selena.
Yeah,
Kyle.
We can tell.
She's up on one of the rooms looking down. Holly is her roommate, kind of a charge. Like, she looks after Holly. And she sees what's going on with Stan and Bruce and Holly. And she's like, well, this isn't going good real quick. And Bruce takes down the pimp pretty easily. But
the little girl stabs him in the fucking leg with a knife.
Well, not only that, but the whole problem was he was just out there for recon. He wasn't actually going to be doing anything. And ends up fighting a pimp and all of his, lack of better words, hoes. All
right, but dude, that one behind him.
So there is a American Dad episode where
Stan dresses up like a prostitute.
Well, he does that a few different times.
Because that's what this chick kind
of
looks like.
No, there was one of Stan's coworkers. They have a night out in the town, and they meet up with a bunch of prostitutes, and one of them kind of gets with Stan's coworker, and Stan is trying to like save somebody. The whole thing, regardless, what ends up happening, he pulls a gun on his friend, saying they have to go save this guy, and his friend is like, "Hey, if you go point that gun at anything, point that at my hooker's penis, not and shoot it off." And she's like, "You knew?" It's like, "I've always known, baby."
Wow. That's so fucked up.
Dude, American Dad's great.
Yeah. But anyway, so as Bruce is fighting off, the hookers.
Ladies of the night. Sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Damn it. All right. Where's the... I got something to stab you with.
Ah, no.
Anyways, Selena, Catwoman's out the window and comes down there and starts fighting.
Yeah, they get a nice little punching match. Well, and kicking match.
I was say, actually, I'm pretty sure that she goes to kick him, he blocks it, and just fucking clocks her. And that's when the cops show up.
And without even saying anything, they shoot him in his shoulder.
Yep. And they pick him up and throw him in the back of the car.
Yep.
Where he breaks the handcuffs.
Well, yeah, because, he's strong.
I didn't know Batman was that strong.
He kicked down two trees.
No, other than,
it's all, I mean, he has trained for the last 12 years, if not longer, well, trained abroad at least, to be in the best physical shape possible. And plus, even after that, he trains daily at home, weights.
Must be nice to be rich and have nothing better to do.
I wish I could.
Totally. Anyway.
He breaks the chains and forces the cop car to crash. But before it can actually blow up, he pulls him out because he's not a bad guy.
He's like, God damn it, I have to pull them out of the car so they don't die, even though they're a piece of shit assholes.
Uh-huh. But he somehow makes it back to his car, which I think he said was 10 blocks away. It was some ways away. He's like, I gotta get home. Like, this was a mistake.
Yep.
I don't know what I was doing. I gotta get home. So he goes, and he's heading home. Same time, Gordon is in his car heading to
the poker
the boys,
game.
With the guys.
Yeah. Well, he's looking for Flass. And they say he's off probably at the poker game over at Shute's house.
Mm-hmm. And so as he's heading there, Bruce is heading home. And they almost crash into each other. Gordon's like, I should go and take care of that guy. I should go stop him.
But
I've got to take care of this. And what he is doing is he goes to Chute's place and waits for Flash to come out. And he's got one of the baseball bats that was either his baseball bat or one that was left over. Flash is trying to leave,
he runs him off the road, which is beautiful.
It was great. And Flash shows his gun. Gordon shows his gun. Once they both realize who each other are, they put it away, and Gordon throws him the bat.
and then proceeds to beat the fuck out of him.
Man, and then he melee him.
And then strips him naked and leaves him handcuffed out in the woods. And in the winter, I might add also.
Which is great. Yeah, it's February.
It's beautiful.
Or is it March?
March. But still, Gotham's always cold.
You got that right. We go back to Bruce, and he makes it home somehow.
He parked the car pretty well.
I mean, he parked a car
into another car. But he's rich, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. And so he's sitting there, and he knows that all he has to do is ring this bell. Ring this bell, Alfred will come and catch him up, save him. But he's like, why? Like, I know I have everything. I need to stop these people. What went wrong? Why could I not do it? And as he's sitting there reminiscing on what happened, he realizes that, yeah, he needs something. They need to fear him. And
what are you?
I'm Batman. Sorry, this the college humor thing went through my head again.
I'm Batman.
Yep.
What was that? Better high pitch. It's not that scary. Try it again.
Anyway, as he's sitting there waiting, a bat flies through the window and lands on the bust that is directly across from Bruce. And he's like, that's it. That's the sign I needed. I can do this. And then he rings the bell. And that's how we end that first issue.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Batman story.